Hey guys, it's me, and you're listening to Space Out. So, today's episode is about wormholes. The first part is about what wormholes are. The second part is about what kinds of wormholes are there, and like, how can we make wormholes? And the third part is like, what can wormholes do per the whole world, you know? Like, what can wormholes help us do? So, let's get into it. So, the first part is, what are wormholes? So, wormholes are like a door between one place and the other place. Like from your bed to your bathroom, there's a door, right? Most times there's a door. And it makes things quick and easy. So imagine space time was a flat piece of paper, right? If you fold it in half and poke something through it, then you can go from one point of space to the other point of space super fast. And like, though people will say, well, that's faster than the speed of light, technically it's not, because in that hole, you know, like that hole that you made in space time, light can also pass through that. So it's not faster than space time, than light, and we would not be violating any laws of physics. Okay, that's what a wormhole is, basically. It's just like a way to pass, to go from one point in space time to another point in space time. That's basically what Einstein said. Now, moving on to the second part, like, what kind of wormholes are there? I mean, and you might be thinking, there are kinds of wormholes? Yes, there are. So there are Einstein-Rosen bridges, which is like, which says that a black hole is not like a black hole does not go in a black hole. I'm like, you don't just like fall into a singularity. What happens is that over an infinite period of time, you go to the other side and there's a white hole, which basically does the exact opposite of what we know. Like time may move backwards, and a white hole is like a big bang, right? And then also there's string theory wormholes, which are like when the Big Bang happened, like there were all these fluctuations in space-time, okay? And then basically in the first like hillionth of second, those fluctuations got too much and it made holes, okay? And then what string theory says is that there are these cosmic strings that hold them open. So basically that says that there are like an infinite number of wormholes out there. It's just that we don't know of any of them. And then lastly, there are man-made wormholes. Okay, that's like where we make wormholes and then take one side and fling them out into space, or make Earth a hub for wormholes, right? But then also, like, but then I'm like, how do we make a wormhole. And for that, we need exotic particles or exotic matter, which basically is like, I'm like, right now, all of the things that we know of, they have weight, they have a mass, okay? And like, and they pull towards each other, okay? But exotic matter, what that is that it has no mass, and it pushes things away from each other, and what it does is that basically for any wormholes, like you need something to prop it open, like for string theory, it's the cosmic strings. For a black hole, it is the singularity. But and for man-made wormholes, there has to be that matter that props it open. So and there are already many things for that, and one of the main things that we're thinking about is the vacuum of space-time itself, because the vacuum doesn't have any mass, so we could technically use that as a way to prop open our wormholes. And actually, there have already been wormholes, it's just that they've lasted for a small bit of time. So we're actually not that far off from making our own wormholes that go to space, and we can travel across galaxies in like 1 to 2 seconds, and that brings us to our third part, which is, what can wormholes do for us? You know, like we know we can make wormholes, but what does that do? And if we actually pull this off, then the things wormholes can do are insane. Like, we can, like I said before, we can make Earth a hub for wormholes, and we could launch some into deep space to find like other kinds of elements, or like all of that kind of stuff, right? And then we can launch some, like, some into Saturn, some into Jupiter, you know, and all of that to make, like, galaxy accessible to all of mankind. And yeah, so like, that's why I think that wormholes are a big deal, and in the very near future, you could be seeing wormholes in the news, that someone made a wormhole that travels, right? And yeah, so that's all for today. So, bye!